It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Log Talk Radio.
You're listening to HCG Body Talk on Blog Talk Radio, where we discuss how to achieve the health and body of your dreams one day at a time with HCG Body for Life. How to stay semper fit, fit for life. Please welcome your host, international HCG diet coach, author, and creator of HCG Body for Life, Colin F. Watson. HCG Body for Life. For the body of your life.
Give me a second here. It looks like my Google Hangout, for some reason, the signal was failing. I'm not sure why.
Technical issues again, I see.
Keeps telling me that for some reason it's not connecting, which is totally uncool. I don't know how to fix it, because to start using this Google Hangout. So if you guys are in Google Hangout, I'm so sorry. But I can't seem to get it to connect. So I'll keep messing with it, but thanks for being on the show. Today's show is the Ask Anything ATG. And I love this topic because it tells me what you guys don't know or want to know. It definitely makes it easier for me to bring you content. So I invited those who cannot make the show to send me some questions they may have via email. So I've grabbed a few of those. They're still coming in, but I think I've grabbed about 10 of those. Now, if you haven't been on this show before, on this particular show, it's an interactive show because you're here to ask questions. I'm here to answer them to the best of my knowledge. And the way to do that is that you have to press 1 on your phone if you're on the actual Blog Talk Radio podcast. Put your hand up if you have a question, and then I'll go ahead and open your mic and have you answer the question. Try and keep your questions to 1 or 2 or 3 questions max, just so we have time to get to everybody. As the lines fill up, you know, we have less people, then we have more time to chat, answer each individual question. But I'm going to try and bounce between the actual callers and the ones I got here from the email. I really wish I could get this Google Hangout to work. I'm not sure why it's not working. Bummer. I'll try it again, see what happens. So I apologize to you guys if you're on the Google Hangout for whatever reason. I don't know why. I don't know if I have had the window open for too long and it's just not connecting. But I know I have internet, otherwise I wouldn't be able to talk to you guys. So I'm going to give you a few minutes to get on the line and fill it up, and I'll get started here in the Q&A. And then maybe, since I have 4 viewers, but can't seem to get the broadcast here. Bummer. Can you see me, guys? Can you see and hear me? Maybe this won't go on to my YouTube channel, but it's still broadcasting. I don't know. It says off air, so I guess it's not. Bummer. I'll let them know I'm having technical issues. Call in if you can. Sorry. Alright, so at least I'll let them know that I'm having some issues here. Anyway, guys, thanks for being here. Thanks for the task being from HCG. And if you have questions, feel free at any time to throw your hand up and I'll just go ahead and plug you in. But meanwhile, if you're not and have no hands are up, I'm just going to go ahead and answer the questions I got from the people that emailed in right here. So, if you have any announcements, I'll wait till later. Okay. All right, so the first question I have, first let me do an audio check. Can you guys hear me on the line there on the show? If you can, press 1 on your phone, put your hand up, and at least you can hear me audio-wise. I'm not having technical issues both on the air and on simulcast. So if you can hear me, yes, the question mark goes up. That's good. That means you can hear me. Great. All right, so sorry, you guys. I'm a bummer. I can't figure this one out, but that annoys me. So as you can see, I'm obsessing on it at this moment. But anyway, the first question I have is from Diane. Actually, I met in Dallas, and I was at a conference in Dallas a few weeks back, and she asked some questions. I'm sorry, guys. I'm having technical issues.
Symptoms
symptomatic, you know, problems of cravings and that kind of thing, we recommend you take it for half a period of time.
I'm just going to close this because it's just too distracting for me to know that it's not working. I'm bummed.
The next one I have is, what is your experience been using protein powders and making shakes in phase two? And what brand of powder did you use if you did this?
Absolutely.
Protein powder was something I implemented in some of my experimental cycles I did, you know, last couple of years, and use it as either a meal replacement or a post-workout shake. Now, you guys, if you don't know, our protocol is a huge advocate of exercise, strength training, and cardio along with protocol. I know it goes against, you know, everything everyone else says. However, we've proven over and over again that people have, it's a more synergistic approach to health, to getting fit and getting lean, and the more lean muscle mass you have, the better odds you have of actually having the shape and the body that you want, and also speeds up your metabolism when you have more lean muscle mass. So protein powder has been a good add for even a post-workout state if you're taking our philosophy of using and doing strength training. For women, within an hour and a half of a workout, and men, within 30 minutes of a workout. Or you can use it as a meal replacement. I don't recommend now turning this protocol into a liquid diet. That is not what it's designed to do, and actually that creates bad habits. You don't know how to learn the lessons that you learn by being on protocol, which is portion control, learning how real food makes your body feel and function, learning how to put the good foods back into your diet in a way that it becomes habit. If you turn it into a liquid diet where you're just doing shakes, you know, two or three times a day, you will have some success as long as your protein levels are in the right grams of protein per day. But what happens is that you'll lose, you'll have a hard time stabilizing, a hard time going back to real life eating because of it. So with that said, protein powder, there is an HCG shake that's out there actually that was formulated for the protocol. It has increased fiber to help with the constipation issues that come with the protocol for some people. It also has high-grade fluid in there to edge off any other external hunger you may have while on protocol. Some people can experience some, and we actually have normal hunger, and I'll address this in one of the questions that we have. But it was pretty smart to add the fluid into that particular formula. And I think it comes in with vanilla, chocolate, chai, and maybe one other color they have. And that, you can get that on another flavor. You can get that on our website, or you can go to hcgproteinshake.com and get that. Also, I have used, pea protein and a whey protein, as long as you can find ones that have stevia sweetened, like sweet stevia, preferably. A lot of protein powders have sucralose in it, which is we try to move away from any kind of artificial flavoring or sweeteners. Even the HCG shake, one downside to that particular shake is the fact that it is sweetened. I want to say it has some sucralose in there. And other than all the good stuff, that's the one bad thing I don't like about it. And am I going to create our own shake that we can do with stevia? But it's really hard to do. You have to really manufacture a large quantity when you want to specialize a blend, which takes a lot of investment. So we're still working on that one. But ultimately, there are some other proteins you can use out there that are sweetened with stevia that are either vegetable protein or whey protein that will work well. You just want to make sure that that you're counting your calorie intake when you're using it and how you're using it, if you're using it as a meal replacement or a post-workout check. Okay, these are great questions, guys, and sent in, so I do appreciate it. And like, if you're on the line, you have a question, just press one on your phone. Let's put your hand up on my end so I can at least switch back and forth. If you just want to listen, it's great, that's fine too. We'll just have a short call today. And this is kind of interesting because I don't have my show on Thursday, so I think I threw people off. But I have to register my son. We had to go to going into high school. We had to go, to the athletic thing. I learned about the football program and all that kind of stuff last night, so I had to cancel my show. And I canceled the week before because I had to get in town, so I didn't want to go too long without connecting with you guys and giving you information. So I decided to switch it up and do it on a Thursday. But the good part is that this is recorded. You can play it back at any time. So if you missed it, if you're not used to being on a Thursday, and you figured I was giving you an email for next week, don't worry about it. We'll go on. So before I go to the next question, which is kind of lengthy, I got a hand up here. So caller 403-244, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Colin. This is Etienne here. I have started the HCG diet recently, and I've been monitoring my weight. I seem to be increasing fat and losing muscle. What am I doing wrong?
Okay, so you say you've been doing the protocol, and you seem to be increasing.
Yes.
Are you saying you're on protocol, or are you on protocol?
On protocol.
On protocol. And you say you seem to be gaining fat and losing muscle?
Yes. I have the Omron body fat analyzer scale, and it says, like, I'm going from 39% to 40% fat, but the weight is going down.
Right.
Muscle seems to be going down, too.
Now, you say muscle is going down, and you're talking about very small incremental amounts, right? Because one thing about women and body fat scales, even men, and I have a scale like that, too, and every day it's kind of a little bit different. But yeah. And one of the things about women, especially because you guys mobilize fat and you mobilize new water in your body, so your body fat percentages can change, like, dramatically. So it's kind of really hard. That kind of scale, in most cases on this protocol, drive people crazy. Now, what I would give concern is to massive muscle loss, which is some one of the things that, you know, I've had recently even had my own personal trainer do this protocol, and not only did he not lose any muscle, yes, he lost a couple, like I think a pound out of 22 pounds, lost a pound of muscle and then gained it back in phase three and then some. So I know that this protocol is definitely a preserver of muscle, but you have to look at percentages. So when you say your muscle percentage is going down, we're not talking about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%.
No, not like that. Maybe I started out at 25 points, maybe 6%. Now it's down to 24, and I'm on day 11.
Oh, day 7. So
day 11.
Day 11. So in 11 days,
yes.
You lost 1%. You lost 1% in muscle, you're saying? 1%
yes.
In muscle? Okay, and you lost, and you're saying your fat content went up?
Yes, it went up. It went up by 1%.
Yeah, if you think about it, if you lost 11 pounds, and 1% of your muscle mass was 20% of your fat was muscle, I mean, it seems like you have a lot more fat than that. I mean, you can't lose all the muscle. So let's analyze it, because you know I'm not gonna say your thing is wrong. Let's analyze. Say you lose a little bit of muscle. What are you doing as far as this protocol is concerned? Are you following our protocol? Are you following the Simeon's protocol? What are you doing?
I'm following the Simeon's protocol.
Okay. Now, one of the concerns I have about the Simeon's protocol, which I've had, you'll find it, a kind of a mantra of mine in my podcast, is that this is a protocol that requires a very high amount of protein. And the problem with the original Simeon's protocol, when you're doing 3.5 ounces, your body is not getting enough protein. So given what you just told me, it would make a lot more sense to me. So what happens is if you don't get enough protein on this protocol, ACG, you're mobilizing fat, your body will stop mobilizing and releasing fat if you dip into the starvation mode. So for example, if you have 3.5 ounces of tilapia and 3.5 ounces of beef and had your vegetables, if you had one or a couple, doesn't matter, had your two apples or the apples and the strawberries, you can do the math, which I've done in my book, and you will probably come out to close to 375 to 425 calories, which means you're shy of 500 calories, which is well below.
Yes, I noticed that. I've been using a system called an application, my fitness pal, and I've been modifying it to make sure it hits 500, increasing the protein to make sure it gets to 500 calories altogether.
So you have been, so instead of you doing a 3.5 ounces, you've been adding more each time?
Yes, I'm adding more each time to make sure that my protein makes up the 500 calories, because I noticed when I did exactly what you just said, it came up to 300 or so.
Right. So what I would recommend is that, like, we have on our email me, I'll email you my protein chart. So I basically formulated the right amount of ounces for every single protein that's allowed on the protocol to make sure that your body never lacks in protein. And that's why I think our protocol does so well with most people. Because I believe that some days you're probably getting enough protein and some days you aren't, which means that every time you're not, you're forcing your body to switch from burning fat to try and find anything in its path to go after it. And I believe if you make the adjustments to your protein that every single meal is the right amount of protein, you'll probably see that percentage is changing somewhat. Because really, it's really difficult with this hormone in your system and it mobilizing fat, that unless the only thing that can cause your body to go after anything but fat
is starvation. And it doesn't matter if you dip into it for an hour or you dip into it for a day. So what I would think is you need to bring more consistency to your protocol by guaranteeing that every single meal has the right amount of protein, and I think you'll see the numbers change a little bit, if not dramatically. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Because my business style is great. It's a great tool. My wife loves that tool. However, everyone has a different variation of what the data is. So, for example, you may be incrementally putting up your protein to get to the calorie count, but in essence, still not getting enough protein, total protein grams that your body needs, depending on what you're eating. So if you follow my chart, you got a 90% chance of at least knowing that every single meal is going to be pretty much dialed in when it comes to the protein. So send me an email at colin@watson.com, and I'm happy to send it to you.
Okay, what have been any of the books? I've got the HCG Body for Life book and How to Feel Good Naked. Did I find the chart in any of those ones?
Guess what? It's in there. The protein chart's in the middle of that book.
Okay, I will get it then. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so I'll close the mic here, and then we'll go back to, let's see, that's close. Go back to, I'm still bent over my Google Hangout, not working. Man, little things bother me. Anyway, I want to go back on ACG to lose the rest of the weight. How long do you need to take a break in between rounds? Yeah, my thing is that phase three is usually long enough. 3 to 4 weeks is long enough for you to go back into phase one and two. And this is my theory. If you haven't reached your goal, and you want to stabilize your weight, if you know you have more weight to lose because you want to stop your body from trying to go back to where it came from. I mean, that memory point is the one thing that is the reason, one of the reasons why most people lose weight. They say 97% of people lose weight end up gaining weight back almost exactly what they weighed before, if not more, because of that weight set point, memory point. So you want to reset that in phase three, regardless of how many rounds you need to do. But it's been also my experience that there is emotional, psychological, emotional, and physical, downturn to going into phase four and introducing, the sugars and starches and all that stuff back into your diet. And if you didn't maintain well and you have more weight to lose, what's going to happen is you're going to gain back 5, 6, 7, 8, some cases 10 or more pounds from what you lost, and now you have to go back and lose that weight again. And it just, to me, it's you're creating a vicious cycle. That's why I always recommend doing the longest round you can to get the most weight off. For that reason, you don't end up gaining back and losing the same 10, 15 pounds. So the answer to the question is if you finish phase three, then basically you can go right back into that, or you can do 1 week of phase four and then go back into the round again for the highest level of success. So that's what I personally recommend, and then that's what I've seen work well with my clients. Anyway, I got this one. It's relatively long. Just so you know, a little disclaimer, I guess, to say that, I get people sometimes asking medical questions, specific medical questions. I'm not a doctor. I don't want to give medical advice. So when I answer your question, I'm going to be answering your question based on either my personal experience or the experience of one of my clients or customers, on what I've learned or researched. If I don't know the answer, I'll also tell you I don't know the answer. Or if I think you should just listen to your doctor, listen to your gut, I will tell you that too. So with that said, I have a very lengthy question. I'm going to try and chop it up a little bit just so I don't have to read through the whole thing. There's a lot of information here. But this is from Marilyn. And Marilyn, basically, she is a licensed massage therapist. She's a certified neuromuscular therapist. She's a holistic life coach. She's very familiar with women's health issues. She recently did 4 rounds of HCG and lost 32 pounds, went from 206 to 174. She wanted to do another round. She wanted to get down to 150. She's about 5'6", medium build, 52 years old. After a regular mammogram, she was diagnosed with DCIS, which is a ductal carcinoma, basically cysts. She's at stage 0, which means they were both benign, where she had surgery and had the tissue removed around the tissue and all the calcification. So basically, there were some clusters there, and they removed it. But her doctor basically advised her that these cysts are hormone sensitive, and that he would recommend that she does not use HCG because it is a hormone. And she basically went on to say that she's cleaned up her diet tremendously, eats very, very lean, very, very healthy, and still cannot get the weight to come off. And the HCG protocol is the only thing that's ever worked for her and given her any success, or she's in a quandary. So she's asking my opinion. And like I tell you, this is a very sensitive area because of the fact that you're dealing with, tissue cells, pre-cancer
for ourselves. You know, there is, I've looked, there isn't a lot of research in ACG and breast cancer as far as causing it or preventing it or anything like that. There really isn't a lot of research, but hormones do change hormones in the body. And when you deal with hormones, you always have a risk of something growing. I mean, it's like if you deal with growth hormone, you have the danger of growing something that's already growing. If there's nothing there, then it's not going to create it in most cases. So she's kind of in a weird situation. So there's other things that have been taken out. There's no sign of anything there, but there's still that potential. So it's one of those things you really want to be, you know, you really want to kind of soul search and go, you know what, how important is it to you, you know, and is it a risk to your health, or do you want to move in that direction? I have not been able to find any research, like I said, that using the HED was causing issues. I've had previous bouts of breast cancer used the hormone at their own choice and own risk. However, I did read some research. I don't know how valid it is. However, there seemed to be a difference in implementing into your body the using HED in a drop form, in the oral form, versus injection. Somehow, I can't get my head around why it would make a difference, but some doctors have suggested that if you are going to use a protocol and you've had some predisposition to either breast cancer or something condition like this, like BCIS, that if you do choose to move forward with the protocol, that you want to do it in an oral fashion versus the injection fashion. I'm still talking about real ACG. I mean, homeopathic stuff, I'm not a fan. I don't think it works. There's nothing in it to make it work as far as the protocols are concerned. You're basically on a starvation diet, which means you're going to lose muscle and gain the weight back. So Marilyn, I got to tell you that it's a tough situation. I don't want to tell you that, you know, I'm not a woman, so I can't tell you what I would do. I know with my wife, she doesn't live in fear like that. She would just say, she's basically, if the weight's important, she can do it. I would say to you, kind of really soul search. I mean, your doctor is, you know, this is their specialty. If you really have tried everything else and you can't, then you have to make that personal choice if you want to go ahead and use the protocol. I'd also ask the fact that you used it several times prior to finding these. Did he give you any feedback that he felt that it had anything to do with it or could exacerbate the problem in any way? And is that why he's giving you that warning? Because the way you're written here, it's kind of one of those things where he just says, you know, it's a hormone. I don't think you should mess around with it because this particular condition is hormone sensitive. So this is a lengthy question and needs a lengthy answer. I can't give you a definitive what you should or should not do. I can just tell you that the things I've come across, this question has come up before. And the answer I'm giving you, the answers that I've found, either through the internet, through talking to doctors, or from patients who have gone down this road, and that that if you decide that you want to move forward, you may want to go ahead and try the oral version of the homeopathy, not the homeopathy. So scratch that. The sublingual version of the real ACG hormone, for some reason, is supposed to be less invasive into the system. And these conditions are relevant. I don't know why that would be the case, but I'll just take as information that I'm giving and sharing with you. I hope that helps you. I'm glad that you are well and that the situation is under control. And I understand your frustration. I mean, it, you kind of live in a world when you've done this protocol and you see your body transform so quickly, it can become extremely frustrating to try and go back to losing weight in any other conventional way. And I tried so many of them even before and after doing this protocol just to see if there is another way that works just as well. And I got to tell you, I mean, it is frustrating because you can bust your butt. And I do a lot of cardio. I work out regularly. And unless you maintain your healthy diet, I mean, you can start gaining weight. And trying to get it off past the 4 or 5 pounds is really challenging. I feel for you. I definitely do. So we got a hand pop up again. Let me go ahead and switch over here. Real quick, 253-200, you're on the air.
Yes, I was trying to get on the show live and watch it. Is it on the blog?
No, there's some problem I'm having with the Google Hangout. It wouldn't connect, and I tried it 4 or 5 times. And the only other option I would have is to basically recreate another Hangout and send out a
email. Okay.
But I don't think anybody would get the link. So it's like one of those things I have to just cancel it, and I'm frustrated. I'm sorry that I didn't work.
Okay.
I love the simulcast. It's just bummer. Anyway, so did you have a question?
Yeah, I had actually emailed it regarding the new 800 calorie protocol, and I was wondering your thoughts on that. They say, you know, I guess it's a broader protocol, which, you know, allows you to eat more things.
Yeah, the 800 protocol diet came out actually after my book, It's a Biased Life, which ours is 550 to 750 because we implement exercise. And we did broaden the recipes out a little bit as far as what you could and could not eat, and the calorie, the change, the protein you can take, which you missed earlier from the previous caller. You know, I read the book. I think she has great information in there. I believe that we're on the same page as far as the body needing a higher caloric intake. But mine, I try to keep as close to Dr. Simeon's original 500 calorie protocol, because I believe that is there's a switching point for where the body burns more fat. And I think that's why I hit 550, because I want to make sure nobody really dropped below that, because that's what causes problems, stalling, starvation, losing, hunger issues, what have you. And I could increase the calories only on days in which you're implementing strength exercise, because you're burning those calories. Your body needs the protein to build muscle. So we have a little bit different philosophy of going straight across the board with 800 calories. You will lose the weight slower. You will get slower but steady results. And to some people, if you've never done it before, you won't know the difference. Well, Bobby, if you've done the protocol before and you experience your body losing at a more rapid rate, you will probably get a little frustrated because of the fact you are losing closer to 4 pounds a week, you know, 3 to 4. You're actually getting closer to the national average than what the protocol can do for any individual person, depending on how you approach it. So my answer is that I think that she's got the right theory. I think 800 calories may push it a little bit outside the box as far as making this protocol respond, your body responds to it as well as it should. It is a healthier long-term approach if you want to take a little bit longer to get the weight up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I'm really excited. This is my first time when I ordered from your site, and I was just wondering, you know, you hear so many things. And so I'll stick with whatever you send me, whatever instructions you send me. I'm just excited to start.
Well, I'm excited for you to start, too. I really appreciate you calling in. Sorry about the hangout thing. I think I had the window open for like an hour, you know, waiting for the show to start.
Oh, okay.
And somehow timed itself out or something like that. I haven't figured out the details how it works yet. As well, yeah, I only use it a couple times, but I'll get it fixed for next show. So I appreciate your call.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, and then we have the 403-244. Do you have another question?
Like, you need another trouser. The one you wear on, why did you wear on it?
Hello?
Because I spent time buying trousers.
I think she's talking to somebody else. All right, let's go back to questions here. Colin, could you please tell me about some past hurdles you've had with people with hypothyroidism? And how to get over it, I'm going to read it right, okay? Hypothyroidism and how they overcame them. Do you need to change your approach to any weight loss to lose weight faster, or am I doomed to lose weight slowly? Thanks, Debbie. Some Debbie. Week 3, phase 2. You know what? Hypothyroidism, if you're treating it with a medication, then continue to use the medication, you know, the Synthrol, or using, you know, some over-the-counter stuff like Iderol or something like that. If you're not, I would recommend that supplement, Iderol. But bottom line is, I have found in my experience that all of these problems, the hypothyroidism, the blood sugar issues, the cholesterol issues, the hypertension issues, they all seem to stabilize themselves and work themselves out in the process. And you have to change your mindset, because a lot of times you talk, you're basically telling your mind that you lose weight slowly. And this is the mantra you're telling yourself. And here you have a protocol that literally is allowing your body to mobilize and lose fat faster than it's ever done before, and you're still kind of playing the same mantra in your head. And if you don't believe that's true, I'm telling you that what you think about, you bring about. So what I would recommend you do is forget about your hypothyroidism. Forget about that condition. Follow the protocol. Make sure you're dialed in with your protein, and you're following, you're eating all the foods that are recommended. You're eating all the fruit that is recommended, because they all play a part. It's like some people go, I'm going to leave this out, I'm only going to eat this because I think I'm going to get less calories and lose more weight. I'm saying right now, if you heard from our first caller, one of our first callers, that, you know, eating less food does not make you lose more weight. It actually can stall or slow down your weight, or cause you to lose more muscle than you should. So I would basically say, follow the plan, make sure you get the right protein intake, and hope you're following our plan, which will give you the right protein intake. And change that conversation. Start changing it today. Basically, let lose weight quickly and easily. Your thyroid is functioning in perfect condition. And you start telling yourself this, and you believe me. You think I'm kidding? Just try it, okay? And see if I'm wrong. But bottom line is just follow protocol and change your conversation, change your words, change your thoughts. Just believe that this is working for you, and it's working for you at a rapid, fast rate. And I think you really start to see your numbers come around, because I literally have not. My wife has, she's on thyroid medicine pretty much for the rest of her life. It's part of her hormone replacement therapy. And you know what? Before she got on, HRTs, this protocol worked brilliantly with her, even though she finally got her test done a year later, found out that she had a thyroid. And it wasn't really, really slow, but it was slower than it should be. And so she's on medication to bring it to normal. So it worked, and the protocol worked well for the first round, and worked well for her third round when she did it. So, so bottom line is that I think that's more psychological than physical. I think that this protocol is getting your body to really balance out and detoxify and giving your organs a break. I think people really don't realize the power of what happens when you take the sugar, take the antibiotics, take all the chemicals out of your diet, and you start eating real food, and all of a sudden your liver gets to work at a normal rate versus a rapid rate. Your thyroid gets to function at a normal rate. All your organs get to finally take you get to actually slow down the rate in which they're functioning. It's so high to try to get these toxins out of your body that it actually allows them to actually get a break and a rest and correct themselves and heal themselves. So I know you say you're on week 3 of phase 2. However, I don't know what your stats are, I don't know what your numbers are. Sometimes people have, overinflated expectations based on either the media hype or their friends, numbers, and everyone's different. Everybody's body responds differently, and your numbers may be right on the money, and you think that they're slow. So change your thoughts, change your mind, change your conversation, follow the plan, and you will get the body of your life, no doubt. Okay, next question. There's a team, no hands up. Where is the hand? I think she was talking to somebody else, so I'm going to go ahead and move forward. Colin, love your videos. I'm in New Orleans. I'll miss your radio show tonight. We would like for you to share some information regarding the first week of VLCD. I loaded for 3 days. I'm on my third VLCD, and this is my first round in 2 years. I know the first week is the most difficult, but I'm having blood sugar drops and super hungry right now. I'm injecting 175 cc's, which means 175 IUs of Qcog in my stomach. Should I keep my dose at 175 for now, or see what happens to my hunger after 5 days or so, or lowering or raising my dose? I've sometimes heard that you recommend lowering your dose might help with hunger. I also noticed that you recommend exercise, but I'm finding that I just simply don't have the energy at all. I took a sublingual B12 today, and that did nothing. I look forward to any input regarding your hunger issues. All right, this is from Renee. Thank you, Renee, and New Orleans. Definitely recommend, the dose issue is really becoming a major, it's coming to the forefront. This year has been probably the most I've talked about this with my coaching clients, needing to dial in your dose of ACT, especially after you've done the round at some point in your life. It's just really weird how your body kind of knows the same time around. You'll be surprised. It's almost like it just blows your mind, but there are people that, start off at 200, which is my recommended dose, because it seems to be the average dose for most people. I think the ACG is getting more potent. So dropping down, she started at 175. Dropping down to 150 and then seeing how your body responds to it, and maybe the right dose for you, or going up back to 200, maybe the right dose. You need to play with the dose and wait a day or two and see how your body responds. If you know you loaded really, really effectively, she said she loaded well in 3 days, I would ask a couple of questions. How much did you gain? Because sometimes people's mentality, what they think loading is really good and what is really good, sometimes different. So I'm just, based on the information you're giving me today, I would say I would drop your dose to 150, see a couple of days, see if you symptoms, because it's usually almost like a light switch. When you dial in the right dose, the heart goes away. It is not created by a poor loading session, poor phase one, then usually it's that your dose is either too high or too low, and you're not getting the right amount of mobilization of fat.
Especially if you have fatigue issues as well. I mean, that's purely symptomatic of something not being dialed in right. So I would definitely lower the dose and then see how you feel and then raise it up if that doesn't work to 200 and see how that works for you. One of those two will usually be, or sweet spot in between will be the right dose. I also would recommend seeing if you can get your hands on some injectable B12. The oral B12 just doesn't seem to do the trick like the injectable does when you're taking ACG injections. So you're trying to get yourself on some injectable B12. I recommend if you haven't, if you're buying it through our site when you're buying ACGs, it's as cheap as you can get it. But if you haven't, you've already got your ACG and you want to get B12, I have no problem telling people they can get it for a good price. You can get it from a site called b12-shot.com. You can order it, they'll get it to you. I think it's out of Canada. I think they'll get it to you in 4, 5, 6 days. And it's a reasonable price. You can get a 10-milliliter bottle. It'll last you quite some time. So, I'm not all about the money. I'm about the results. So I want you guys to get it. So if you're not ordering at the same time ordering ACG, which is cheap when you do that, because it ships with your ACG free, and it's, like $4 or $4 a pack, which is really cheap. Point is, if not, then you want to get it someplace which is reasonable. So that's where you can go and get it. And try taking the injections, which also help with the fatigue issues and help with your energy levels, and also kind of protect your body against dipping into starvation, depending on your menu. So that's my suggestion, but definitely you want to play with the dose a little bit so you can get the sweet spot for you, and then you should be fine. Okay? All right, next question. Colin. Hi, Colin. What if your body stops responding to ACG if you do it too many rounds? Can your body become immune from multiple rounds? Not that I did get around for too long, causing immunity. You know what? Like I said, I told people that I really have not experienced anyone having immunity to ACG. But I have to say that with a little bit of caveat, because my daughter, Vanessa, who basically, she did a round, and she started doing a round, and she kind of stopped, and then she came back, and she had boyfriend issues, she stopped, and came back, did it again. She did that over a 3-month period where she stopped and started, and basically went off and on like for 2-3 months like that, and when she got serious to go around, I'm putting her on blast, when she got serious to go around, she actually had a heck of a time losing weight. She didn't have any hunger issues, she didn't have like fatigue issues like Renee was talking about, but her body just seemed like she stalled, and she was using our protocol. She knows she knows the right proteins and have you, and just was like, having this weird problem that just seemed like it didn't make any sense. And the only thing that I can really equate that to is the fact that she had used the protocol so many times off and on in that 3-month period that her body just was not responding the way it would as she had taken a break. So I'm going to say that in most cases, I have someone right now who's been on the protocol, 100 days or more. I think it's 100 something days, and she's doing great. She's been losing. I mean, it's definitely your losses become more incremental, quarter to half a pound. But bottom line, I think she's lost close to 70 pounds, and I think that's right, 58 pounds or 68 pounds. I'm not really sure. I don't want to exaggerate. So if you're listening, you can correct me later. But I know it's either 58 or 68, something like that. I remember she emailed me today about it. But she's having great. She's doing great, and I had CJ who did 120 something days and lost 80 pounds. I mean, so there really is a lot of feedback here that immunity is really something that doesn't come very often. Is it possible? I always said it's probably possible, but I hadn't seen it. I think with Vanessa, I think it was the first time I see some correlation with the possibility that if you're using it too often, too close to the period of time that it's going to start, your body's just going to figure it out and stop responding in a way that it does without that. So that's my answer to that one. So let's see, and then thanks for all you do and all the positive energy. You're very welcome. Thank you so much for your question. Next question. Any hands up? I'm still hungry on ACG diet. Hungry so bad that I couldn't stay on it for more than a week. I followed the directions correctly and even tried different doses. I want to know if there's anything else I can do for the hunger. Now, this is a situation where this Dominique, and we don't have all the facts. If I do a coaching session with somebody, somebody calls me and they tell me, I get what they tell me. It's just, I'm doing it perfectly, I'm following it to a T,
you, I haven't cheated, and I'm this, that, and the other thing. And then I start dissecting the protocol, and I find out that they're making a lot of errors. They don't realize they're making errors, and a lot of it sometimes it's very similar to the caller where the protein intake is too low, the water intake is too low, they're not consistent with their water and exercise. Everything's kind of like, every day is a different thing going on, and the body's kind of like bouncing all over the place. You know, hunger issues, or some people also honestly, you know, there's starving and there's hunger and there's natural hunger. You are supposed to be naturally hungry at the natural time to eat. You are supposed to be hungry at lunchtime. You are supposed to be hungry at dinner time. Not famished, but you are supposed to go, yeah, I can eat right now. Yeah, I'm looking forward to eating. Some people that are symptomatic where they're just not hungry at all. They don't want to eat anything. And I think that's really counterproductive to them because a lot of times they're not taking the right amount of protein. However, in this situation, not knowing all the facts, all of a sudden you're starving, so you eat dog, and you're really starving, or you're psychologically in a position that you're not, you're feeling some hunger pains, some discomfort, and you're exaggerating it. Did you load correctly? I mean, they say follow the directions correctly. I don't know Dominique, she's on my list, doesn't mean she's a customer, so I don't know if it's my particular protocol she's following directly, or she's following another protocol, same thing as in our diet, what have you. So without that, Val said, is there anything you see in a perfect world you are doing everything correctly and you're not responding? I would take in some high grade Ludia, which is an appetite suppressant, natural appetite suppressant. I would definitely try and make a different batch of HCG if you have another vial and try it to see if somehow your HCG is just not potent enough. Now, I'm telling you, it's very rare. A lot of people like it when they're not doing wrong protocol. They like to point to the HCG that it's not working. It is very rare that stuff doesn't work. I mean, I'm telling you, it's just extremely rare. But I don't want to throw out the possibility. So you want to do whatever you can to make, because I want you to succeed. So first try adding some Ludia to your protocol. If you have the ability to mix another batch, use it. See if the symptoms go away. And then it tells you that maybe it's not the batch you have, somehow it's just not working right. Make sure your dose is correct. You said you tried different doses, but I don't know what doses you tried. I don't know if you're starting with 150 and you're going to 175, and that's your limit. There's a lot of people that don't know, and I'm happy to call me, and I can go into more detail about it, or specifically about your situation. But in this situation, I would make adjustments. I would make sure your protein intake is, your portions are within our recommendations, because this is our protocol is not a starvation diet. People freak out when they see my Instagram posts or my Facebook, mobile uploads when I'm showing you my dinner. And I use a 12-inch round plate, and you can barely see the edges of it, and that's how much food's on my plate. So it's not a starvation diet by any stretch of the imagination. So if you're not eating enough food, you're going to be hungry. If you're not eating all the foods that are recommended, you're going to be hungry. If you're skipping out on the 2.5-3 fruits a day, and you're not eating, you're not taking enough of your vegetables and fiber and your protein, you're going to be hungry because you're not giving your body what it needs. So in a perfect world, if you do all those things I just mentioned, you want to definitely check to see if it's your HCG and you want to get an outside supplement like Ludia or something like that. That's my recommendation. Well, call me so that you can get more into detail about what's going on with you. Next question. Like I said, if you're on the line, if you have a question, please press 1 and put your hand up. 403, your hand's been up for a while, but when I clicked over, you were talking to somebody. So I'm going to see, just be courteous, make sure. Do you have another question, 403-244? Hello? 403-244? Okay. All right. Okay. Next question. Hi, Colin. This is not part of any one phase of the program, hence the question. I'd like to know your opinion about leaky gut. I have experienced chronic fatigue and feel it stems from this issue. I would like to work to heal this concern and will need to use the following supplements: fiber, 35 milligrams, a digestive enzyme, probiotics, and omega-3s at a high dose. Most of the supplements I'm currently using, but I'm concerned about the high dose of omega-3. Would digesting omega-3s 2 times a day, 2,000 milligrams, use a fish oil daily affect my weight loss? Calorie intake would be about calories, would be about 48 calories to 22 calories. I'm losing weight at a steady pace and I want to keep it up, keep the momentum. As of this day, I've lost 61.3 pounds. Good for you. Awesome. Well, the guys in leaky gut, I mean, it's kind of a medical mystery. I really don't know what causes it, really what we all know about. But
basically it's kind of severe digestive problem. So, you know, you get the bloating and the gas and the cramps and the food sensitivities and aches and pains, and it can be really a pain in the butt. So taking these supplements will help relieve some of those issues. Now, the question really is, it's not so much about the leaky gut, but about the supplements you have to take that interfere with the protocol. And none of those supplements you talked about, the fiber, the digestive enzymes, the probiotics, or the omega-3s, really going to cause a problem. The reason why she asked, they say no outside oils. You know, you can't have any oils in the protocol. We recommend coconut oil to use in your cooking to help, you know, it actually helps you mobilize more fat and actually helps your food taste better. You get a good healthy fat, but it's a very small dose you can use. Just to let you know, I take in 4,000 milligrams a day of omega-3. I've been doing it for 4 years, on or off protocol. It's just one of my daily regimens, and I've had no indication that it ever slowed down my weight loss in any way. So I would say the leaky gut issue is really the bigger deterrent for you. I think you're going to find some relief because of the fact that, you know, the food sensitivities, when you're detoxing the body, you're eating clean food. Very few of us are really going to have allergies to, major allergies to green leafy vegetables and green protein, you know, and these specific fruits. And if you do, your body will tell you pretty quickly. But most people really experience a feeling of well-being. Their bodies are functioning at a high level. They feel more alert, they feel more alive, they feel more energetic than ever before. And I think you'll probably find that your leaky gut symptoms will eventually subside because of the detox process. But in the meantime, do what you got to do. And none of these supplements here I have any concerns on whatsoever. Period. So I hope that answers your question. And that's it for my questions from the internet. Let me see if I had any more come over on my email or on the show. Just so I don't forget anybody. That's possible. So let me check. If you guys, if you're on the call and you have a question or any kind of comments, please feel free to press 1 on your phone and put your hand up. And once again, I'm really bummed about the Google Hangout. So I'm seeing ACG question. Let's see. Filtered carbonated water, citric acid, natural flavor. What is this? Can I have flavored water? Oh, potassium citrate, aspartame. No. Potassium benzoate. Stay away from aspartame. I mean, literally, this is one of the reasons that your body, this is one of the things your body's trying to detox from, are artificial sweeteners, and that one is like top of the list of freaking the worst crap you can put in your system. So, do not drink this water. Just drink water. Drink water, coffee, drink tea. That's it. Really, you know, for 40 days of your life, for 30 days of your life, for 60 days of your life, you can do without having flavored water. You want to have lemonade, get some carbonated, not club soda, but mineral water. We make this lemonade all the time. You put some, you know, juice of a lemon in there. You put some stevia in there. You have a sparkling lemonade taste bomb. You need to squeeze some fresh grape juice in there and have a sparkling drink that will taste much better and be much healthier for you. And it's the bomb. Seriously, guys. The sparkling lemonade is a favorite of our house all the time, regardless of your protocol. How safe is fentanyl with ATG and will it be able to keep the weight off? This protocol is designed not only to take the fat off, but to reset your hypothalamus and your weight set point if you follow the protocol correctly. That means completing all three phases of the protocol and going about phase four in a very healthy, systematic way, which I have to say we've done in our book, AC Body to Life, likely to make it 26 days. No one else has really put together a comprehensive phase four, how to go back to eating in a way so you can find out how your body processes certain foods and you know what foods your body loves and what foods your body doesn't love. Phentermine is a stimulant. It's really not needed on the protocol. Now, for some people like the Dominique, who's where she's starting, it may be a good add. But I got to tell you that when you're putting I don't look at the ACG as a drug, it's a hormone. It's already something that's already created by the body that naturally assimilates back into the body. There's no known side effects because it's not created by man. When you're putting phentermine, not only do you have to worry about elevated heart rate, you want to increase hypertension if you're sensitive to that, and there's a host of problems that can occur by you taking phentermine. You use it at your own choice. Sometimes for results, I don't think it makes a difference. I don't think it's going to improve the results of this protocol. This protocol works perfectly by itself. If you want, some doctors do it because of the fact that they want the patient not to have any kind of discomfort or hunger at all, but also on a prolonged protocol, eating high
higher calorie intake. They're doing it over longer periods of time because they want to lose weight at a slower pace. You know, but you figure out what reasons for that. But I think this protocol works perfectly as it is designed to get you to your natural body weight and to reset your hypothalamus to keep you at your natural body weight, as long as you're willing to have a lifestyle change and having a reasonably balanced diet. I mean, eating 80% healthy or clean or lean, and 20% of the time you have your fun. And you choose your days of the week you want to do that. That's really kind of the simplest way to do that, to maintain your weight. So to keep the weight off is up to you. If you follow the protocol correctly, you will make it more difficult for your body to store fat. But if you go back to eating cheeseburgers and french fries and eating packaged foods and eating out in restaurants 4 or 5 times a week, your body only can do what it can do. And it doesn't matter how fast your metabolism is, if you continually overload it with calories it cannot burn, it is forced to store it as fat. It's just, you know, perfect science. So stay within your natural BMR. Basal metabolic rate for calorie intake and how much you burn, and your body should be fine. How to avoid cheating was the next question, and basically how to avoid cheating is, that's symptomatic of psychological stuff. We all have our triggers. I mean, the protocol doesn't take away the triggers that got in the way of you being on the protocol the first time, losing weight on any other diet on the planet before. Those things mean you have to stay in a state of consciousness, in a state of presence. That's why I recommend people, before you even go to our site and buy HCG or buy our kits or buy our products, is to go on a podcast similar to what you listen to right now, and there's 100 of them. You listen from day one to day 100. Guess what? If you plug in every single day to one of my podcasts, you're going to have a hard time cheating because your mind's going to be in a place where you're being present, of understanding that what you're doing to your body is healing itself, it's actually detoxing, it actually feels great, and the psychological triggers of stress and emotions and what have you tend to subside. Binge eating and cheating is a state of unconsciousness. It's when you basically allow yourself to go into an unconscious state and act and react to stimuli. When you're in a conscious state, you're present, you're paying attention to what you're doing, which is one of the things I think is brilliant about this protocol. You think it's an accident, you have to actually measure out what foods you're going to have. You have all these specific food combinations you've got to put together that you have to basically, you know, put them together in a certain way and eat a certain portion and a certain calorie intake. It forces you to stay conscious. So it forces you to stay present. You have to think about, oh my God, this is, you know, 4.8 ounces of chicken. Okay, and I get to have a couple of handfuls of vegetables and I have a salad. I can mix it. I only can use this as dressing. I can't use this oil, but I can use coconut oil. I mean, think about the thought process you have to go into every single meal. It's not hard, but it psychologically and emotionally keeps you present. It keeps you conscious. And when you understand consciousness, you're not reacting to the stimuli that you used to in the past. So the best advice I can give you for not cheating, plug into my podcast. They're absolutely free. Listen to them one a day. If you really want success, do the work. Listen to a podcast every single day. Make sure your house is not surrounded with things you can go to that don't belong in this protocol. You should have already done the cleaning out of the cabinets and all the junk. If you can't, if you have kids, you only can do what you can do. But ultimately, you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you can just grab at something. And then meditate. Find some peace of mind. You know, if you are a stress eater, then what do? You relieve stress by doing something that you've not done before. If you're not willing to do whatever it takes to achieve the body of your life, then don't complain if you fall short. Because I think there's nothing more important than if you're unhealthy, to get healthy. If you are overweight and it's causing your life changes for you, or causing life difficulties for you, even emotionally, mentally, physically, to get those into check, to get your demons under wraps. We all have them and we all can conquer them. There's nothing more powerful than being able to finally conquer the weight monster and get the body that you always wanted to be in. And it's just an amazing thing that happens. So your confidence level goes through the roof. You feel better about yourself. People react to you differently. Unfortunately, that's just the truth. It's sad, but it's true. People react to you differently when you feel better about yourself. Is it because you're fat or skinny? No. I think it's because of the inner you, how you feel about yourself changes. And when you love yourself, people are open to love you more. It's not because you look better. I mean, we all want to believe ego-wise that it's because we look better. I think it's because we act differently. We exude different energy, and that's attractive to people. There's some heavy people on the planet that have huge levels of sex appeal. It's because they love themselves at their size. They completely found the key responsibility of accepting themselves at their size. I'm not one of those people. You know, if I don't look good, I know that I can look better. It bothers me, and it changes the way I talk to myself. It changes my confidence level. There's some people that have that ability that they love themselves regardless, and God bless them. I envy them. But the majority of us, I think, that we our self-image, our outer image, skews our inner image, and it kind of mirror each other. So do you want to stop cheating? Follow the plan. Plug into the podcast. Do the work one day at a time. When you wake up, when you go to bed, only worry about today. Stay in the present, so you'll have no problem with cheating issues. Let's see if we have any more. No hands up yet? All right. So let's see if there's any more here, and then we can close the show. Questions from Miss Bentley. Hi, Colin. Thank you for all that you do with ACG community. My question is, what are your thoughts on the new this is the one she just asked. It's got new 800 calorie diet. So we addressed this one. I'm glad I got to that one. Show a reminder, and looks like that's it. Now, I think I got them all. If I missed your question via email, I apologize. Definitely a bummer. Let's see. Anyone here? Dana. All right, so we're all good. So I think I got everybody, and you guys on the show, you guys have no questions, so we're good. So anyway, I'm going to make a couple announcements. So just so you know ahead of time, I will be doing a Mother's Day sale. I will be doing a Mother's Day 8CG sale, but it will be only on 8CG complete kits. And I'm doing that because of several reasons. Number one, you know, every Mother's Day, my kids, God bless them, they get to celebrate Mother's Day with their mother, but I don't get to. I haven't been able to celebrate Mother's Day with my mother for over 22 years. My mother was 40, 50 pounds overweight for most of her adult life, I could tell, at least from what I could tell. She smoked for years until she quit 5 years before her death. She had high blood pressure that somehow wasn't under control, borderline diabetic, and one day woke up with huge heartburn, went to the hospital, within 48 hours, she had a massive heart attack and died. Couldn't save her because her heart literally exploded. This is a woman that survived breast cancer, survived an aneurysm in her sternum, you know, that was 8 inches long a year earlier, and suddenly her heart just gives out. My mother would have been, she died 10 years older than I am right now, today, okay? So I basically want people to succeed. And I think that if you come to our site, there's a video that tells you, you know, you've never done that before, do our complete kits, do our complete protocol. I've mastered it. This style of business before you, they've had great success. I give you coaching, a lifeline to me that there's no freaking way you can fail. Therefore, if you choose to go another route, get supplies, kind of go on your own, there's a huge possibility that you just end up not getting the results you want. And I guarantee you, because I know that I've never had a refund anybody on a complete kit that's never, because they haven't succeeded. At least they haven't succeeded, basically, they haven't asked for it because they knew they didn't follow the plan or they didn't call me. But ultimately, I've never had to just go back and say, you know what, it didn't work, okay, here. Actually, there's one person I gave it back, I did give money back to, and she didn't ask for it, but in fact, she documented, she did everything she possibly could, and we really couldn't figure out what was going on with her, and she couldn't figure out what was going on with her, and I just said, you know what, this is my guarantee, and I'm going to ask her for it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. She still ended up doing the protocol again, and ended up having some success. So I was a little premature, but I want to be completely honest, it is one person in us. There were 3 years that we've been having our own product that I've ever had, and we've sold thousands. I've never had to give anybody back a refund because it didn't work. Because I tell you, if you take care, you follow our system, you follow the plan, you call me if you're stuck, if you have a problem, I'll get you unstuck, and you will get the, if you're willing to do the work, you will get the body of your life. So I'm putting the kits on sale, the complete kits on sale. I do plenty of ACG sales throughout the year. We just had one last month. But I want, for those of you guys that are mothers, that you find yourself in a situation that you're overweight, that you're having problems losing the weight, or you have a mom that you think would benefit from the protocol, I want to make sure that you get a good deal and you're able to get this. And I'm just passionate. You know, I just realized that, you know, I've never done a Mother's Day sale, and the fact that some people kept asking about it, and, you know, Mother's Day, I had that moment where all of a sudden I realized, you know, man, it's been 22 years since my mother has been gone. And I really believe in my heart of heart, had she been able to get her weight under control, get her blood pressure under control, she'd be here to play with her grandkids. I mean, my mother got to see my oldest daughter until she was 1 year old and died. My second beautiful daughter, Jade, she never saw. My son, Chase, she never saw. She never met my wife. She never met my stepsons. She never got to see what kind of man I turned out to be, really. And so pretty sad. So if you're a mother and you're serious, I mean, I think people that come and get a complete kit and get the coaching and plug in because they're serious. They're not just trying it, putting their toe in the water and wasting your time and money, because I don't want you to waste your time and money. I'd rather you not buy anything from me than buy something from me and fail. So ultimately, I'm doing this to force those of you who want to start the protocol and want to get a discount on it. You can get a complete kit, and basically the ASMH walks you through the protocol and allows me to coach you, which is my honor to do, to coach you through the process and make sure you have great success. Because your success is our success. Every success story for us brings us 10, 20, 30, 40 customers. It's in my best interest not only to guarantee my product, but to suit up and stand behind it and be here for you if you decide to take that journey. So I'm adding that and letting you know that here to show next on the weekend when you play it back. You know, I'll be here on my list. I'll be sending out an email to my email list, you know, 13,000 strong of you. And most of your mothers, I guess, will always, because I know that 75% of my clientele are women and 25% are men, which I have a problem with that anyway, because I think these guys should step up and not think they're carrying around a beer belly and man boobs and sexy. When your wives are doing everything they can to get as sexy as they can, I think the men should step up. But that's my opinion, and I'll tell them if they ask me. But ultimately, that the demographic that come to this call, the demographic that every one of these females, look, the majority of these females that gave their name are all you ladies out there. Because you ladies are the ones who are spending your time really focusing on improving yourself, your healthy bodies. And I think the guys aren't stepping up at all, or not enough. So there are guys out there. We have the 25% of you guys that are on our list that are doing it. My hat's off to you, because you are the rare and the few. And that shows you really love your spouses and your family, because you know what? You're not settling for aging gracefully and thinking that it's really cool to just have gray hair. And you're making that gray hair in your temple, but I think the days are changing where you can walk around the beach in the Speedo and a big belly and man boobs and have this hot wife on your corner, and people look at you and think that's cool. I think they look at her and go, she's cool, and what are you doing? And why is she with you? I know that's being judgmental, and I apologize, but I'm talking about, I've walked the walk, so I'm not like I'm being hypocritical about it, but I really think that we guys, you know, my dad's not here either. He freaking died 10 years later with diabetes, related heart failure, and kidney failure, because he had that beer belly. I mean, the bottom line is, he was, you know, an athlete. He was a 4-3 black belt in karate, but bottom line, he ate like crap and had diabetes for 20 years. He should have known better than to kill him. He killed his father, he killed his mother. So I'm going on a little bit of a tangent. But ultimately, it's our responsibility to get healthy and stay healthy for our children, for our grandchildren. And I think if my mother knew that it was easier, because she did weight loss. Because I remember she did all these weight loss programs, you know, that were out there. You know, they're still out here today, you know, 10, 20 years ago. And she, like everyone else, it's hard. She would lose 10, 15, 20 pounds, maybe, if she's lucky, not even that. She'd lose 10 pounds, she'd go there, and after a while, you just kind of get tired of trying to fight the weight away. So, I wish that, you know, she had known about the girl, you know, it was around, but it was hidden and buried by the weight loss industry, that I wish she had discovered this protocol. Because when she discovered quitting smoking through hypnosis, she was so grateful. I quit smoking through hypnosis, and I told her she had to go and pay for it. She went, and she didn't smoke for the last 5 years of her life, but she never thought that was possible. But she was willing to take the chance to figure out it was possible, and it worked for her. I believe the HC protocol, I know the HC protocol would have worked for her as well. Unfortunately, she never got that opportunity, and she died before her time. And my kids missed out on a wonderful, amazing human being that would have loved them beyond anything that they've ever experienced in their life. And my wife would have been able to benefit from someone who's very much like her, which is very cool. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you, because for some reason it's just tugging on my heart that, you know, we miss out, and we get to miss out on her amazing, how amazing she is. It was. So with that said, I really appreciate you guys being on the show, sitting through this, you know, last 70 minutes or so. I appreciate you guys emailing your questions, because it makes this podcast, you're gonna be providing the answer to someone else who either didn't have the opportunity to ask it or was afraid to ask, and help them achieve the body of their life. And just so you know, you pay it forward every time you show up to a show, you send a question, you do the protocol, and someone asks you, you know, how'd you lose the weight? Tell them how you lost the weight, guys. Be honest. I was listening to the radio show on the way home from my masseuse today, and they were talking about Wendy Williams and how the lady, the DJ, is really putting her on blast and really kind of upset. You
said, I'm doing a hateration, comment that she was saying how Wendy Williams, I guess, lost 20 pounds in the last month or something like that. And she was telling people how she took the bread off of her burger, the top bun off her burger, and she stopped eating cheese, and she weighed about 20 pounds. And I guess this radio host seems to know that she went and had some sort of surgery to help her lose weight. And the fact that she wasn't owning up to it really incensed her. She got really upset because, like, you know what, don't tell people you're going out there changing your diet and exercise. And she said she only exercised two hours a week, and she was dropping this crazy 20 pounds a month. And she just thought it was false to give people that kind of information when she knew that, why don't you just be honest about it and not do the Star Jones thing and not tell anybody, and just when they see you just dropping weight like crazy. And I kind of agree with that comment. If it's true, I agree with that comment. I don't know what the facts are of Wendy Williams, if she's taking the bread off her burgers or not, but I kind of know, for someone who's been in this industry now for 5 years, and I've tried every diet I think on the planet. I buy every diet book out and I read it, because I want to make sure, see if it makes any sense. And I even try this stuff and see if it makes any sense. And I'll tell you, a lot of them just don't work. And they don't work as quickly. I could say some of them do work, and they're actually great works of art. So ultimately, I've never seen anything that's better than this protocol, ever, on the planet. So she got to put her on blast, and I agree. If in fact you lose weight with the protocol, be proud of it. And when someone asks you, don't tell me you just did diet and exercise and you started jogging or whatever, don't give them, why are you going to make them go down that road and listen to you and go jogging for, you know, 5 days a week and never change their diet and they never lose, and they kind of go, why are they looking for you, not for me? I mean, to me, that's just messed up. You know, it's like either own it or don't own it. But ultimately, I think that the more you pay it forward and the more you help people, the more it comes back to you in your life. And what happens is they look at you and they go, how will you help me? And I'm telling you, if someone didn't ask me to help them, if I didn't go out on the internet, go out on YouTube, put my number out there and say, look, I can't get your stuff. This is what I look like then. This is what I look like now. I feel like $1 million. I can't sell it to you at the point I could at the time. Didn't know you could get it anywhere else, but I could at least tell you what I did and help you. I would not be here today just because I wanted to. If I had the cure for cancer, I'd want everybody to know. I mean, why wouldn't you? Why would you want to hold something and be all BS? You know, I just exercised and jogged, you know, 5 days a week and lost all this weight and got ripped up overnight. It's BS. So ultimately, own it. If you're going to do this protocol, you get amazing results, which you will if you follow the plan. If you really follow the plan, you don't try and Mickey Mouse around and change it or try to outsmart it. You just follow it. Like, why add flavored sugar drink to your protocol if you got aspartame in it? Why? Is it in there? Do you see it anywhere in the protocol? No. It is no. It's no. If it ain't in black and white, the answer is no. So why do that? Why give people false hope? You want them to be able to have the same success you have so you can change your life. That is a life-changing experience. Every time I do a show like this, I tell people, tell me that my podcast, they listen to it around the world someplace and they change their lives because they got a nugget out of it. So I know my soapbox, if I had 17 minutes to kill, I'd go kill something. I get on my soapbox. If you've been on my show long enough, you know I do. Anyway, I do appreciate you being here. I love you bunches. Happy Mother's Day to you all the mothers out there. Life would be completely different without you. Just know that. It would not be the same without you there. So live long and prosperous and live life powerfully. And we appreciate you being here, and we'll see you next time. So I'm going to close the show. Put on a little John Mayer. Hopefully it won't sound all warped and stuff. And we'll see you next time on ATG Body Talk. God bless. Bye. I wanna run through the halls of my high school. I wanna scream and
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.